this guy literally
get off this topic. I was, it's funny, every time I try to write comedy,
yeah,
I end up just
yeah
writing racial, like it's all about that. That's all
it's
I
your
fucking,
subconscious fucking instinct.
It's
dude.
Not my subconscious thing. It's just it's con. That's like the world we're in. Yeah. It's like it's where true. Every single thing is about that, and it's fucking ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't. It depends
not
too
about
because,
race, but also sexism and homophobia and shit like that, where it's just like
yeah, it's definitely
it's our world. I'm not talking about our yeah. country or whatever, but yeah. it's like living here and being around open mic comics.
Mm-hmm.
And comedy itself, like I mean,
yeah, any form of entertainment. The Grammys were last night, and that
oh
was
oh my god, oh my god, I
Grammys,
watched that.
Grammy so male, dude.
Grammys
so male.
It was too male for me.
So male, dude.
Did well, you see Kesha's powerful performance?
I saw it. Yeah, I saw clips of it, dude.
How hard did? All right, so Kesha, for those of you who didn't watch, good for you. I guess she was raped.
Allegedly, yeah, by she alleges that her sound engineer raped her or sexually abused her in some capacity.
And then she has a song, like a hit right now, that's about
big
like,
hit about forgiving.
Fuck you, I hope you get
it's,
what you
it's,
have
it's,
coming.
Yeah, like, it's that put it's, as nicely as possible to be like, sure. I hope you pray and have a change of heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all the divas joined her
all
on stage.
All the divas joined her on stage and she hugged them all and cried.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cut to James Corbin. Corbin,
yeah,
the fat British guy who's not gay somehow, and he was like the host. So
like,
when they finished that, he had to be like, he had to try so hard to cry. Like, think
really?
About his head of Gene, like, you got to pretend that that was the most powerful thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, imagine if he was just like, nice,
yeah, I know.
well, dude, so I watched that this morning and I was like, I'm fucking sick of this Hollywood bullshit. And then did you see the Nassar stuff? Larry Nassar,
well, yeah,
the doctor,
yeah, yeah. The gymnast.
There's like 150 girls who came in and were just like, "You abuse me, you abuse me." The lady sentenced him to like 100 and I think 50 years, 175 years.
Oh,
you
had a lady judge?
Yeah, dude.
Talk about your all-time backfires.
Butt fucked him, dude. Butt fucked him. She had like a 15-minute statement herself.
He wrote her a letter too.
He wrote
I heard
her.
It was horrific,
dude. It was. That's because I was like fucking the Grammy Bowl, and you watch that and you're like, "Oh boy,
yeah,
that's a bad one."
That's what Kyla was saying while we were watching it.
What?
Because we were making fun of it while we were watching Kesha.
Yeah.
Saying some pretty horrific things.
Yeah. What's the instinct? Especially when you see Hollywood. For some reason, when Hollywood takes up a cause, I'm like, I instantly am like, no.
And then with the British guy commentating on it.
Yeah.
Like, I was joking that he was like a British soccer analyst. Like, and Kesha, absolute brilliant. Like, all that shit. Just like... seemingly unrapeable. She's been raped. Yeah, really horrible stuff. Almost unrapeable. But she's done it. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Kesha. Magisterial performance. You've done it. Even though you brag about being a slut, you've been raped.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you're slut shaming, dude.
Yeah, well, I was being a horrible slut
shamer.
Yeah,
you're being a dickhead.
I was intentionally being, you know.
Yeah. In the name of comedy.
In the name of beautiful art.
Yeah.
But,
heard that.
Yeah, like while Kesha was crying, I was like, absolutely brilliant. You've dressed like a matador and claimed rape on a national stage. Undeniable. But, Kyla was up there and she was like, you gotta stop. Like, she was like, well, did you see the thing with the guy from Michigan State today?
Yeah.
It's like, maybe these girls aren't all lying. And I was like, wait.
Yeah, I'm not saying Kesha lies.
First off, if you think the narrative in this country is that all women are lying versus what the narrative actually is, which is women are never lying.
Yeah, that's...
You've got this ridiculously twisted.
That's the thing about it, too, to where, like... I mean, dude, a year ago... a year ago, though...
It takes about 10 seconds for me to think about what I just said. As soon as I got done, I was like, God damn it.
But, dude... But yeah, a year ago, though, it was like there was people coming out being like, I always believe a woman. And then that kind of was like, well, you can't do that. Guess why I have the justice system. And then the conversation is so uncomfortable that it just fades into the background.
Yeah.
So then when all this stuff comes out now, like, dude, who the fuck just came down? I think who's the guy, the casino mogul, just got in trouble for sexual assault allegations. And
but he's sick if he was a native.
He lost like 350. No, he's not a native. He lost,
he's a native casino
no,
rapist.
No, they wouldn't give a fuck. He lost like $357 million. And since he was a donor, I think he used to like donate money to the RNC. They're like, we'll give back the money he gave you. And the RNC is like, no.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with Weinstein and the DNC.
Yeah.
And they were like, nah. Everyone was like, nah.
They're like, we'll give back a little bit, I guess.
Well, we're going to donate some to women.
Yeah. Clinton Foundation. Goes right back into the machine.
Absolute.
But, dude, it's brilliant. Like, they're, it's hitting a point now where it's like, you can't tell me now that it's like, if you want to dismantle, if you're Democrats and it's like, those the politicians aren't being like, well, is it right to kind of allege stuff? I'm not saying they're doing it. I don't know, but it's definitely usable to be like the point when they got their guy, they're like one of the RNC's big funders, and it's like, well, they give that money back, and they're it's like strategically trying to take money out of the Republican policy. Yeah, and it's like, dude, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's where like the Roy Moore thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I think he was pretty guilty, dude, but also it was an interesting timing on when all those allegations came out.
Yeah.
As soon as it was re-election time.
Yeah. And he, like I
and
said,
it's like, that's odd.
He didn't help himself because I was watching
fucking
like,
weirdo.
Come on, bro. And that when he did that one where it's like, you had sex with a 17-year-old and you're 30. He was like, I don't think so. I was like, come on, man.
It's like the fucking Jesus. Sandusky thing. It was like, are you attracted to boys? He's like, what do you mean by attractive? He's like, all
right. Yeah, I...
Dude, now I want to do a soccer voice about Kesha.
What?
In my head. I'm
that's,
just,
dude, that is
that's
fucking
all
funny.
In my head right now. Just,
that is...
Absolute brilliance.
Well, that, and
the unrapeable.
It is weird. Raped. It is weird, though, to be like... I can't think of how to say it, but it's like a commoditized... Like, it's like a commodity now of, like, oppression... Fighting oppression. It's like something you can sell now.
Yeah. Yeah. I
it's mean, fully, there's like no denying it.
They're selling Time's Up pins.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's making fucking bank.
Six said he ordered you and me
Time's
two
up.
Time's Up pins.
Good. I'll wear
I'm
it.
Definitely wearing that.
I'll wear it. It's just, when you watch something, like, that's the split of it for me. It's like, well, that was my big Aziz Ansari beef. It's like, there's women who get raped and it's absolutely horrific. They get raped, you know, that. Yeah. Whatever happens, it's horrible. And then it's like, and then you get that girl against Aziz Ansari who was like, I was on a date and I sucked a guy's dick and I didn't really want to, but I did it anyway.
Yeah. Because
I thought I'd have a famous boyfriend and everyone would be jealous of me. And then it didn't pan out the way I wanted it. And I'm just going to say that I was uncomfortable and kind of insinuate that he sexually assaulted me. And that's when people, if you're like, that's bullshit. People are like, well, fuck you. You don't know anything. And it's like, you're just watering down a rape dialogue to where people who got raped are like, no, that you're not. That's not the same thing. You can't do that.
No, of course not.
And that's why I don't know what Kesha's thing was. Like, did she get date raped? I have no idea.
I don't know. I have no idea about Kesha.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know either.
But I do know she sang a pretty powerful song about
it. She did. And that's all that matters now. That you put on a sick performance at the Grammys.
I mean, it's tough to say because who knows what happened.
That's the thing.
And I think it's pretty well. I've never heard anybody dispute Kesha.
No, I never heard it either.
So I bet she got it.
She probably did.
She did. It was a negative experience.
I like Kesha.
So do I, dude. Timber.
I saw her sex
all
tape.
That shit.
You she saw a, Kesha. She had a sex tape.
She looks like John Travolta.
I couldn't figure out what
exactly
she looked
like
but
John
she looks
Travolta.
Like something. I couldn't figure
you
it out.
You can find pictures online of her that look identical to John Travolta.
There was an alleged sex tape where it was just like cum on her belly, and that was it.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I
seen that.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I always, whenever I
like,
say
where the John Travolta face was like majorly.
Whenever I say I saw a sex tape with like a pop star, I got instantly I'm like, how old was she in that tape? I'm like, maybe I saw it. Yeah, it's such a weird place to be in because my gut when I see all this stuff for some reason, it's probably because I'm a chauvinist. Probably because I'm a chauvinist.
Well, that's one thing about the whole.
I
like,
watch it and I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's like,
yeah,
if Kesha got raped, obviously condolences. But when I see it put into a weird music industry,
when you see it get monetized,
like an actress spotlight to where like now there's like teams of people writing about it and making money. It's like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah,
and
something off about
is
it.
This maybe going to, I don't know. It's like, again, you have the Nassar thing where it's like, yeah, it's good. Someone blew the whistle and, you know, busted his ass. But are there going to be weird little girls out there being like, this is how you get famous?
It's like, oh, so you can get the entire Grammys to stand up and hug you if you just go on stage and say that? Maybe I could.
There's people
I would
out
like
there.
That attention. I'm crazy.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, there's crazy people.
Exactly.
Men and women.
Yeah.
There's a female version of Larry Nassar or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She, God bless her heart, dude.
She's out there.
If that was my rugby trainer, like,
no, I don't mean committing that crime.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because she can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
True ladies that. Can't do that.
But they can do other things.
It's like being a black racist.
Yeah.
It's like being a female rapist.
True that. Yeah, no, that's true.
Even and if you do it, people are like, no, that's not right.
There's a lot of stuff with DHS where, like, and no one even talks about this either, where, like, girls will just be, like, to get back at dudes will just throw out shit like, oh, he's sexually abusing the daughter. And then DHS goes and investigates, and they're like, yeah, he's definitely not, because...
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit.
That happens a lot, dude.
Of course.
And it's like...
How dare you bring that up, dude?
Sorry, dude. Not at this time. Not at this time.
Not right now, dude. Time's up right now.
That's what you're talking about. That's what ladies... Time's and up. Dude, and then they just skate. And that happens. They can do it like three times before someone's like, hey, knock that off. And they're like,
yeah, I forget which one it was. There was some fat lady in England that accused like 20 guys of rape through her history.
Yeah. I remember. I actually heard about
that. It was mostly black dudes, I think, which is really funny. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Good for her, dude.
Why?
She's just throwing punches in the dark, just like, hopefully I'll get some sympathy today. I've had a sad life.
Oh, my God. I mean, well, imagine just being that lady and seeing a black guy and being like, oh, he raped me. And he's running right to the cops. And it's just
excuse
like,
me.
Excuse me. He got me.
Believe it or not, that man raped me, isn't it? He threw one in me bum when you wasn't looking, copper. Get him. That black fellow over there, get him, isn't it? He raped me, didn't he? Good old raping. Threw his big black dick right in my chimney sweep, huh, copper? Beat his ass, would you?
That's exactly how it goes down.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant. Brilliant. A fat bitch from England. Accusing of rape. Chasing black men like the boulder in Indiana Jones. An unstoppable rape accuser.
I forget her name. Fuck it.
Brilliant, isn't it?
What the fuck are we talking about, I don't know. This is garbage.
Yeah, it's tough.
Let's take a break. I want to keep it because I think it's funny.
Let's take a break.
I'll regret it.
You are. Who's you?
Oh, yeah.
We back, baby.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Just took a nice break. Had to
nice
regroup.
Nice little break, dude.
Regroup.
I mean, we're using way too much brain power.
I'm gonna end up being very anxious about this one.
You think so?
For sure. Dude. I'll tough it out. Fuck it.
Of course you'll tough
it out.
It's
on me.
Hey, dude, I mean...
Just trying to be funny. I gotta stop. Yeah, I don't care.
Exactly, dude.
Absolute!
You're a fucking comedian, dude. You don't...
A sick Colin Ketcher.
Oh, it's funny.
Unrapeable. That's such a horrible thing to say to a rape victim.
Yeah.
That's why you say it. All right, hey, how are you? How's work going? How's work going, you fucking loser? Pretend you're working. Do that thing where you stack paper on your desk.